When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming up in about 15 or 20 minutes at 7:45, the news with Courtney. And we will induct a Texas teacher into the Pervert Teacher Association. She was so in love with her student that she wanted to show the world how in love she was. So we'll get to that and the rest of the news coming up. And then at 8:45 this morning, final day of the 12 days of Chris Curtismas. And I don't know what we are regifting today, but Curtis and Courtney both say that we saved the best for last. Am I correct about that, Curtis?
A+.
Okay. Can I say thank you to Jennifer Nolan Perry, who, according to her Odyssey Wrapped, gave us 35,584 minutes
in
2024. And she just got her Odyssey Wrapped and sent that over via the DMs on the Instagram. And thank you, Jennifer, and thank you, everybody, who is my last day working for the year. So I want to make sure that I thank all of you for everything you did for this show. Simply listening on the radio or on the Odyssey app or streaming us at WEEI.com or watching on Twitch or watching on YouTube or coming to a roadshow or a broadcast. We had our Veterans Day Lunch with a Hero broadcast this year, which was awesome. We had our trip to Newport for the Audrain Concourse Motor Week with Jay Leno. And we had all the road shows and snow shows and all the foundation events that we did this year. You showed up for every single one of them. It's just, it's incredible. So
it is cool with the Wrapped stuff too, because I always forget that people can go back and listen on something like Spotify.
Yes,
and
yes.
You guys probably remember Eddie McMahon Jr. He was the Jimmy Fund with us, family friend of mine.
Yes.
He was going through treatment at Dana-Farber. Mm-hmm. He had texted me the day it came out, and he was like, "I'm a top 10% listener for
great.
You guys."
Yeah,
so no, it's very, very cool.
It is cool
that we can go back and see. Like, so I wonder what the number one. Do they have the number one?
For what?
For the the rap, the most listening minute thing that you said?
Like the number one listener?
Yeah,
they say give top 10%.
Oh, yeah. It doesn't do, I'm sure if you went to Spotify or whatever platform and said, who is the number one listener of this particular content, you could probably find out.
Well, how did she know it?
But because they send it to, so we send it to people.
Yeah,
So Odyssey will send you the recap of your year.
Okay.
And there's people pushing 40, 50,000 minutes.
Just get an autographed pen for that.
That they were willing to get. Yes, an autographed pen is coming. By the way, it's sanitized and sterilized and logoed.
Huh?
So it is coming her way. All right, let's get to this.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up to Don Bambino and have me face him. Maybe I'll grill him in the eyes.
They said it.
I'm just going to say it.
All right, Time for a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday. Jackson filling in for Shime this morning. Jackson, where should we start?
We start with Wiggy's guy, Dan Orlovsky, talking about your guy, Greg, Mike Vrabel, and his future prospects here.
Who do you think about for that particular situation? Vrabel's still out there.
Yes.
Vrabel's still out there. Bill Belichick has an opt out of a deal.
I think Vrabel's spoken for.
Oh.
What do you mean?
What's that mean?
Married? He is married, right?
He is married.
Yeah. I think he's married, yeah.
Spoken for how?
What do you mean?
Where?
I just think that Vrabel's probably got a very clear sight and path with where he is going to be likely coaching.
Where?
College or pro?
Say it.
He's saying Ohio State.
He'll be coaching football.
All right.
Yeah, he was alluding to Ohio State.
I guess he's alluding to Ohio State.
Well, how did you get that out of that? Like,
because he said at the end he'll be coaching football. Like, I guess that's why people are reading into that and saying that it means Ohio State.
They kept pressing him on it, but, Orlovsky, he kept saying, I'm not a reporter, and last time I said something on your show, I got in trouble, so he was real mute about it.
What do you think is most attractive to Mike Vrabel, NFL, or to if Mike Vrabel can end up at Ohio State for 20 years, do you think he wants that without, is it less pressure now, or is it more pressure with NIL?
I feel like, if I were Mike Vrabel, going to Ohio State is sort of a no-win situation, because Ryan Day's been perfect against everybody but Michigan.
Right.
And if you don't win a national championship, you fail. It's your alma mater, it's like a tough place if you get hated there, whatever, like Charlie Weiss at Notre Dame.
Right.
Whereas if he goes to the Patriots or the Jets, it's just continuing his career as a coach.
Right.
And I hate this new way of reporting where people say something like that and then don't have the balls to just say what they're hearing. Like, either report it or don't say that. Like, he's spoken for. What does that even mean?
Yeah. It's kind of like, I got this inside gossip, but I ain't really going to tell you about it. I'm just going to give you enough little nuggets for you to be like, oh, man, what does he know? But I would agree with Curtis. I think Ohio State, only because he went there, more pressure. If he were to, let's say if he would have coached at UNC Vrabel, I don't think the pressure's as bad in college than it is in the NFL. But, because all you got to do is, we talked to Billy O. All you got to do is really go to a bowl game, and sometimes that's all these schools care about.
Speaking of Bill O'Brien, who you guys will talk to tomorrow, he got a pretty good portal guy.
Yeah.
Yesterday.
Kid from Alabama.
Yeah. Who's a quarterback that he recruited there.
Yeah. Yeah,
and then decided to come to BC.
Who were they competing against when they were trying to get that quarterback, according to reports, Boston College?
Was it Bill Belichick?
I
thought Bill was, locked in on Arch Manning or
Quinn Ewers. Yeah, that's the reports out there.
That the reports are that Bill's getting. So Quinn Ewers is not sure he's going to enter the NFL. Is that the deal?
I guess that's the reports out there, because maybe this year he had a decent year, but maybe it kind of dropped his draft status a little bit, and so maybe he wants to give it one more kick at the can, because there's a difference between, and I have it right in front of me, there's a difference between going number 15 in the draft versus going in the top three as far as salary, so maybe he's looking at it in that way.
Thank you, Sarah from Walpole on the text line. 43,490 minutes she gave to us on the Odyssey app.
Wow.
This past year. Thank
Appreciate
you,
that.
Curtis, you brought it up at the start of the show, but the Tom E. Curran reporting yesterday is that Mike Vrabel is interested in the Patriots job.
And who do we believe Tom Curran's primary source in his reporting generally is?
It ends with Kraft.
So, I don't know. I mean, this is a way to do the test balloon before Christmas, get it out there.
Is Mike Vrabel, based on his experience, at all turned off when he sees, the rest of the world, Jonathan Kraft taking notes while the game is going on, or perceives that there's, things going on here that he might not want to deal with, or is he close enough with the organization that he doesn't care about that kind of thing?
Yeah, I don't think he's turned...
Is he going to get that anywhere?
Yeah, I don't think he's turned off about it.
He goes to the Jets, he's going to have Woody Johnson telling him that he should sit Aaron Rodgers.
Well, he probably doesn't like it, right?
Yeah.
He probably doesn't like it because we know he had like some situations in Tennessee, whether it was with the GM or the owner about didn't he want to keep A.J. Brown and the GM wanted to trade him. So yeah. I don't think he necessarily likes it. I think if Vrabel going to the NFL, he knows he can always go back to college at any point in time in his career.
What about the, I won't call it reporting, Curtis, because you're right, but the speculation that Vrabel and Josh McDaniels are a tandem going to Chicago?
Yeah.
Do you think that the two of them are have pitched that?
I don't know.
The Bears' job, unless you think Caleb Williams is like the greatest, it's just not a destination anymore. The McCaskey family doesn't spend. It's not, and that's a really tough division.
And then I would look at.
But he is, I mean, he Caleb Williams has had a, he's a good quarterback.
Yeah, he's got some talent.
But if you're looking at it, I think Drake May is a better player. He'll have a better career. Just, that's my guess.
And I guess the other question I would ask is when Vrabel was in Tennessee, would he have been able to have the opportunity to take McDaniels there? Because he chose to go with, I believe it was Arthur Smith who might have been his offensive coordinator, and then Todd Downing. So there's no guarantee Vrabel brings Josh McDaniels or there's some package deals. But yeah. I, like I said, I don't remember what McDaniels was doing when Vrabel was, got the head coaching job.
All right, what's next, Jackson?
Next, we stick with college football and the one that you teased earlier, Deion Sanders talking about his future and where he might end up.
I love where I am. I'm elated where I am. I'm happy where I am. I can't wait to see what the future beholds with where I am. And I love Boulder, Colorado. So I have every intention, every plan in the world to be coaching for the Colorado Buffs from here on. I want to finish here. I want to put the flag. I want my names on the mountains out there. I want to put my flag down in Colorado.
Okay, Curtis, he's just like Bill. Bill said he didn't come here to leave when it comes to Chapel Bill. So,
until somebody offers him $10 plus million.
Well, I was going to say, so that means he's not. It's not going to be a daddy-son tandem when it comes to the NFL.
And there's a possibility.
He said no. He wants to stay right. He loves Boulder.
Yeah, well, that's because he's like, well, if you want, because they're only paying him like $4 million a year. So he's going to be looking to double that and get close to probably $10
million. Well, the Raiders would give him that, I would assume. So, I mean, if
we all love the place where we're at until we get another offer that's a lot better. You know, then we're like, you know what? Yeah. I don't mind Vegas.
Yeah.
You know?
Michael Vick got a job, huh?
Yeah, Norfolk State. So,
interesting. He has zero coaching experience.
Zero. But he's from VA, so maybe that's part of it.
Not even like Ninkovich style, where he helps out with the Pop Warner.
But I think
he
helped out.
Zero coaching experience, Michael
Vick. I think
he
did like some of those summertime like intern coaching things. So I'm not 100% sure. He's from the Virginia area, Norfolk State, obviously. Yeah. You know, maybe he can recruit there.
Well, they say they're going to bring in some veteran coaching help around him and keep him on a tight leash. Oh, too soon? All right. Okay, what's next?
Next, we move over to hockey, and the Bruins had a comeback win yesterday, and Joe Sacco talked about coming back from two goals down.
Yeah, I was real proud of our effort in the third period. I thought the guys showed a lot of determination, never say die attitude, and good on them. They worked for it in the third period. We did it the right way. We generated a lot of quality chances there, and, you know, when you play that way, the result will usually take, or the process kind of takes care of itself from there.
Huh. All right. Well, they got a win, which is nice to see him come back.
Right. But don't we look at this team as being a playoff team?
Well, they should be.
Right, and we're going to really judge them on that.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to look and we're going to be critical about every game that they play, but we still look and go, okay, they have enough talent. They're still right in the mix. If the playoffs were to start today, they'd be a playoff team. We kind of feel like that's where they're going to be, somewhere between the 5th, 6th, 7th, you know, maybe 8th seed.
Yeah.
And then what do they do in the playoffs?
Oh, I pissed off Ninkovich. He coached in high school last year. About that.
Well, that counts.
Yep. Sorry. Does it count?
Yeah, that counts.
I'm team Nink.
In high school.
Yeah, I coached in high school. I could coach in the college and pros.
Honestly, if it weren't for politics, you'd still be there.
The union.
Yeah, it's really not.
Union.
It's not hard to coach the and to put the wisdom of the game into players. Not that hard to do.
I mean,
it's all the other stuff, the politics.
You did that, and then they didn't appreciate it.
Yeah. And it's all the other stuff because I wasn't a union guy.
Yeah. I mean, that's
in college, you don't have to worry about that. On the pros, you don't have to worry about being in the union.
Anything else, Jackson?
Yeah, we hear from Jerry Jones about some interesting food he's had in his life.
Oh, yeah. So a lot of talk around the NFL about consuming raccoons.
Oh, Xavier LeGarrette?
Yes.
Yeah, he's a funny one.
Have you ever consumed raccoons?
No, but I've played with plenty of guys, and, you know, my wife has some family members down in West Virginia that have, you know, consumed some coon.
Would you dip that in the bell sauce, or like?
I would have to dip it in something.
What would be the go-to sauce for a raccoon?
I would think maybe.
Is it served fried, like breaded and fried, or
grilled?
On a stick?
What about a ceviche?
Maybe on a stick. Maybe it could be raccoon. Like something.
Are they white meat or dark meat?
I have no idea, but I would have to dip it into some like sweet and sour sauce.
Can I try the raccoon bruschetta, please? okay, so Jerry Jones was asked about
that. By the way, I was wrong about the pronunciation of bruschetta, and Courtney was right.
Yes, thank you. Courtney was right. He was asked about that?
Yes, he was.
All right.
I've eaten a lot of raccoon. I've actually had it served by my mom at the table away from honey. It's not uncommon at all. I'll tell you something that... is one of my favorites, the squirrel. And it's wonderful, and my mother could do a great job of it. And we all had our favorite pieces, and my mom and I wouldn't even ask for the brain and a squirrel.
Oh, man.
Mm. Yeah, down in the South, man.
The squirrel?
They eat some unique things.
What? How many squirrels would you have to have prepared to be full?
Oh, squirrel is big.
I feel like you would not be satiated.
Nah. I don't think squirrel's big. They're not selling it in like a restaurant.
They're in the South. Courtney, in the South, squirrel is big.
They eat everything.
My in-laws eat squirrels.
But I'm saying not in the restaurants. Like at home, they're preparing squirrels.
They're probably like, you know, more of the mom and pop restaurants. You know how we got a million mom and pop restaurants here?
Yeah.
They eat squirrel. They eat coon. They eat all that stuff.
You haven't lived till you tried squirrel bisque.
Oh, God.
In a bread bowl.
Yeah. Ew. I bet you haven't. I mean, they probably look at it and go, you guys eat moose soup? Right? Or tripe. My grandmother used to cook the hell out of tripe, and I hated it. But you know what tripe is, right?
Yeah. Fish. Well, that's a big Christmas thing.
Oh, it's a when cow's
it comes
intestines.
To the Italians, right?
Yeah. They love it. Like my wife, they eat chitlins.
What's chitlins?
Chitlins is pig intestines.
Oh, okay. My God.
Right. But tripe is the Italian version of chitlin, except it's cow intestines, and they put it in with like the sauce and the gravy and everything like that. Like, yeah, I mean, so. I mean, I don't eat it. I hated the smell of it, but my grandmother used to make it like crazy.
Yeah. You guys come down here after. I got moose soup and everything.
Texter has consumed raccoon skewers down south.
And how they say?
And they say, think mini steak tips.
I'd give that a shot.
Can I get this squirrel souvlaki?
I've had gator nuggets down in Florida.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if mini steak tips, if they season them up, right, put some of that nice marinade on it.
Ew.
I'd give gator's the worst meat I've ever eaten.
Why do you say ooh?
I say ew.
Ew. Why though?
Because I don't know. I think of a squirrel, and I think of it as just like this that eats anything off the ground in the street. And then
the lobster is the scavenger of the ocean.
Yeah, that
you
is
eat
true,
lobster.
That's
true.
I mean, you eat lobster.
Yeah, I do.
Do you eat any pork?
Very little.
But do you eat it?
Very little.
You eat bacon?
Yeah, very little. I'm not a big dark. I don't eat, like, I eat chicken. That's basically it for my consumption of meat.
Huh? All right. Well, that is, they said it. A quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. Up next, Courtney, in today's news, including the latest inductee into the Pervert Teacher Association.